My Year of Rest and Relaxation, read by Jonathan Case. The first time I met Dr. Tuttle, she wore a foam neck brace because of a taxi accident and was holding an obese tabby whom she introduced as my eldest. She pointed out the tiny yellow envelopes in the waiting room. When you come in, put your name on an envelope and fold your check inside. Payments go in here, she said, knocking on the wooden box on the desk in her office. It was the kind of box they have in churches for accepting donations for candles. The fainting couch in her office was covered in cat fur and piled on one end with little antique dolls with chipped porcelain faces. On her desk were half-eaten granola bars and stacked Tupperware containers of grapes and cut-up melon, a mammoth old computer, more National Geographic magazines. "What brings you here?" she asked. "Depression?" She'd already pulled out her prescription pad. My plan was to lie. I'd given it careful consideration. I told her I'd been having trouble sleeping for the past 6 months, and then complained of despair and nervousness in social situations. But as I was reciting my practice speech, I realised it was somewhat true. I wasn't an insomniac, but I was miserable. Complaining to Dr. Tuttle was strangely liberating. "I want downers. That much I know," I said frankly. "And I want something that'll put a damper on my need for company. I'm at the end of my rope," I said. "I'm an orphan on top of it all. I probably have PTSD. My mother killed herself."
"How?"
Dr. Tuttle asked. "Slit her wrists," I lied.
"Good to know.